Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air and we are live on location. We are in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And not here for EAA or anything like that. We are here because the Wisconsin Herd open up tonight against the Windy City Bulls. And we are at the Menominee Nation Arena. We are live inside the Maple Pub. So if you are in the area, and thanks to those of you that are listening to us in the Oshkosh area and our fine affiliate, The Score, up here, who brought us here. If you are listening to us in the area, come on by and say hi. They just are going to open the doors and going to start serving some food and getting you ready for basketball coming up tonight. So we're looking forward to it. This is a lot of fun. My first visit to the Menominee Nation Arena, and I just took some pictures. I was down at the Pro Shop a couple of moments ago before we went on the air and got some pictures. If you haven't checked it out already, you can follow me on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels. That's @Bill_Michaels. At Radio Joe Sports, by the way. Radio Joe keeping us going. Back in the studios, and Evan Heffelfinger in the studio with us today as well. Who's interning today, Joe? Anybody?
Brandon.
Brandon is there today. Brandon always works out well, too. So we've got Evan and Brandon behind the glass, and Joe's running everything, and I am here in Oshkosh. And in addition to that, if you want to follow us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can look for the blue check mark there. Instagram. And I'm using Instagram more and more and more. So you can track me down over at The Real Bill Michaels on Instagram. You can also find us at BillMichaelsSports.com. That's the website. You can find everything pretty much there. And you can always follow us and find us and listen to us and pause us and then go back and rewind us using the DVR technology at Radio.com. Go to the Radio.com app. And you can track us down there as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and well beyond the borders as well. And they have a 98% success rate, by the way. And now that it's colder out, the indoor activities should be heating up. And if it's not for you, well, then you need to call. You should call. And if not, if you're the partner of somebody that needs to call, you call for them, if you know what I mean. They also do low-T treatments, give you more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. They can help you out there. They can also help you out with the all-in-one weight loss program. And I, by the way, I'm back on it just because I've been sick the last couple of weeks. And I'm not able to have a cigar. I'm not able to really drink. So the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been very quietly back on the program. So I thought yesterday when I was off, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go down and weigh in. In 12 days, down 7 pounds. So it works. It really does. So I'm telling you, if you are looking to lose a little weight before the holidays get here and you start packing it back on, you may want to give them a call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. All right. Packers back at it again this Sunday, and they're taking on the Carolina Panthers. And we went over in the first hour some of the keys, at least what I feel needs to happen for this team to get a win. Now, there's the ancillary stuff. You know, well, we can say special teams need to play better and such. But to me, it's you got to get pressure on the quarterback for the secondary to really cover. That over-the-middle stuff, because teams and offensive coordinators looking at the Green Bay Packers have figured them out. This was a team that was leading the league, or close to, I think, for the first 3-4 weeks of the season. This was a team that was leading the NFL in sacks. And now all of a sudden they went from leading the NFL in sacks to falling off down to 16th in the NFL in sacks. And why is that? Because coordinators have said, look, at the Green Bay Packers, their middle is open. They've got a soft underbelly. They're playing zone. They're normally rushing 4 or 3. If they rush 4 or 3, if they drop an offensive lineman back or a defensive lineman back or drop a linebacker back for coverage in a zone, trying to kind of plug things up. But that's what they've discovered. And they said, okay, look, we're going to go ahead and take quick 3-step drops. We're going to get rid of the football early. We're going to get it over the middle. And that's where the Packers have been most susceptible. And, oh, by the way, when they do blitz, they choose it very wisely. Usually it comes on a big third down. They try to disguise it and bring it from different areas, and that's when Zadarius and Preston Smith have had so much of their success. However, it is also on third downs, cost them, because when they do bring the blitz, that middle or the outs are open. Okay, the short stuff has been open for the most part, unless you get like an over-aggressive, you know, Jair Alexander or Kevin King in the secondary, or they get a matchup where it's just favorable, say, with a wide receiver matchup on Adrian Amos or something, okay? But for the most part, coordinators have said, look, we'll run the ball, we'll make them commit, and then once they do, we're going to go to the short stuff, quick stuff, over the middle, and that way the pass rush never gets to us, and that's the reason their sack numbers have fallen off. Now, offensively speaking, the offensive line, it all hinges on them. They had a bad game. Turner looked terrible. I went back and watched the All-22. Man, he got pushed around. He spent a lot of time backing up, and you don't want to see that out of your offensive lineman. Look, if you're pass blocking, you're kind of sustaining your area, but if you're being backed up into the quarterback and collapsing the pocket with really nowhere to go and cutting off cutback lanes because you can't hold off your guy. They also got confused a few times, as a matter of fact, the offensive line did out in L.A., so, to me, the offensive line play has to be a lot better. And this includes the bookends in Bulaga and in Bakhtiari. Those two guys got to play better as well. So, to me, here's what you got to do. One, get to the quarterback. Two, protect the quarterback. Three, you got to run the football. Because I think the run game and everything you do out of the backfield will then open up things for Davante Adams and Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Jimmy Graham and Geronimo Allison, and everything else begins to matriculate from there. It used to be the pass game would bring out the run game. I think now more teams are paying attention to what Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams are doing. Therefore, that run game can dictate your passing game. 855-830-8648. Now, I will also say that when it comes to predictions, I'm saying the Packers get a win at 35-24. 35-24. I think the offense gets right. I think they play better. I think they play more inspired football, more engaged football. And I'm just looking forward to watching this game. Now, Christian McCaffrey, and I'm getting this. Jason just tweeted me. Mr. Dixon MKE just tweeted me. He said, who and how are the Packers going to stop CMC? He has to be accounted for on every play. Jason, you're right. Okay, you are right. But the word stop in there is something you cannot use. You're not stopping them. You're not. You're just not going to stop them. What you need to do is just simply contain them. Is just simply contain them. Because you're not going to stop them. You can't concentrate in just that one area. You got to be able to just merely slow them down. Now, look, the Carolina Panthers come into this contest sixth in the league running the ball. They average 5.1 yards a carry, okay? 5.1 yards a carry. So, and they are, like I said, one of the top teams when it comes to overall running the football. And they're 11th in the league in total yards, by the way. And the majority of that is McCaffrey. So this is a team that knows they're going to run the football. What you have to do is say, hey, look, if we're going to be this bend but don't break, then the Packers have to get out to an early lead. They have to force Carolina to throw the football. That way it takes care of McCaffrey. But by the way, McCaffrey's a pretty good receiver out of the backfield. But it takes care of McCaffrey running the football. Your concentrate then becomes on bend but don't break. And then you become opportunistic. The more they put the ball in the air, the more opportunities there are. If they don't do if they don't get into quick drops and they don't get into a rhythm, that allows your pressure from the outside to start to tee off. If Carolina beats the Packers, it's not going to surprise me. It would disappoint me because I think the Packers are a better football team. I think the Packers have more weaponry, have more ability to move the offense. I think they have a better quarterback. I think they've got a really solid pass rush. Carolina's defense can be had. They're 25th in the league. So if the Packers don't come out and put up points against this defense, shame on them. Because by the time they play San Francisco, in case you didn't realize this, when they play San Francisco after the bye week, they will have then played 7 of the top 10 defenses in the league. And they've been able to put up points on all except for, well, the Bears obviously was an ugly game in the beginning, but all except for the Chargers. They were able to put up points. So if they can't put up points on a 25th ranked team in the league when it comes to the total defense, that'll be a disappointment. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Your predictions for the game this weekend. Want to know what you're thinking, okay? 855-830-8648. Jason says, got to play with some urgency. If your young core of players continue to go through the motions, it tells me they aren't committed to being a championship team. These guys need to step up. And that is from Jason tweeting us at @Bill_Michaels. What's behind the glass eyes said, I want to see Alexander on CMC all day long. Put your best on the best. This one's from Tommy, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I predict the Packers are going to get a win 27-21, but McCaffrey is going to have 150 yards, and he is going to end up beating the Green Bay Packers on the ground. But if they hold him out of the end zone just enough, they will get the win. Wouldn't surprise me if the score flip-flops. This one's from Bart. Bart writes in the Wendy's email inbox, hey, guys, I heard a lot of talk about the defense and getting to the quarterback. The line has to play better. What do you think of the play so far of the middle of the defense? I don't like what Blake Martinez is doing, making tackles downfield. Now, there's one thing to remember. He is hurt, okay? You can't, for as much as I want to just say, well, you know, Blake Martinez making tackles downfield, that's easy to say, but don't forget the guy is nicked up, okay? He's basically out there playing with one arm or one hand anyway. He's got that cast on. So, you got to cut him a little bit of slack, right? And put it this way, how bad is say, a guy, and I'm not making fun of him, but you got Oren Burks and Ty Summers. These guys are running around, and you can't get on the field. So a one-armed Blake Martinez is better than what you have offensively with these other guys? You know, I mean, come on. 855-830-8648. I mean, I know Oren Burks also banged up because he's got that pectoral injury, and that's going to last pretty much all season long until they can maybe just rehab that thing or fix that thing in the offseason. This one's from Jacob, who also writes, hey, what about Kevin King and the groin muscle? He hasn't looked the same since he pulled it. Look, he has been limited in practices as that thing continues to get better. He was a full participant yesterday in practice. Really good news to see him now pretty much full go when it comes to practices, which means he's probably about 85 to 95% back. And the more healthy he gets, obviously, the better off that secondary is going to be. I couldn't agree with you more. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Want to know what your predictions are for the game coming this weekend at Lambeau Field as the Packers get ready to host the Carolina Panthers. We're broadcasting live at the Menominee Nation Arena here in Oshkosh. The Wisconsin Herd, they get underway tonight. Windy City Bulls coming to town, 7 o'clock tip time here as they open up their season at home. Come on by and say hi. We're here until 2 o'clock today. Stop by, and we hope to see you as a face in the crowd here inside the Maple Pub. We've got more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
It's not about me being back, so nothing should change as far as how we're trying to beat teams. You know, it's not going to be some crazy air attack, and, you know, I'm going to have 15 targets every game. If that happens, you know, I'll do what I can with it. But other than that, you know, we'll let everybody else do what they got to do to, you know, get that victory.
Devontae Adams, the voice that you heard, part of the Green Bay Packers. We are broadcasting live at the home of the Wisconsin Herd. We are here in Oshkosh at the Menominee Nation Arena. So they tip off tonight, 7 o'clock. Stop on by. We're broadcasting live out of the Maple Pub here alongside inside the Menominee Nation Arena. So come on by, come on by. Good food too, good food, real good food. Come on by and say hi. Talking Packers predictions. And I said early on, I'm thinking the Packers 35-24. 35-24 in this contest. Offensive line has to play better, keep Aaron Rodgers upright, expand the run game. And in addition to that, the defense, I think it's just pressuring the quarterback. I'm not even going to say stop the run. I'm thinking control the run and pressure the quarterback and force a couple of turnovers or a turnover that can turn the tide of the ball game. But I'm thinking 35-24 for the Green Bay Packers to get a victory. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. As a matter of fact, a young gentleman just walked in and said, is that your F-150 outside? Yes, that's the one I got from Van Horn Automotive. And I've been telling you about Van Horn for quite some time now, and they are the home of the 90-day test drive, which is available through all their dealerships, as a matter of fact. All you got to do is go to vanhornauto.com and see all the vehicles that qualify. Many different dealerships all throughout the state and beyond the borders. 15 dealerships in the state of Wisconsin alone. And what they do is they make their employees owners. Everybody's got a stake in the game, which means everybody wants to do better for you. Nobody wants to be that guy that's a bad owner, right? That ends up P&O the clients. So you want to make sure that everybody's taken care of. And everybody can sell you a car for whatever price, right? But when it comes to service and craftsmanship and everything else that they want to accomplish, they do it and do it right. So check out our friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. That's vanhornautomotive.com. You got VanHornAuto.com, I should say. And make sure you stop in, you tell them we sent you, because we certainly appreciate them. And it's always good to be recognized when I'm out, you know, cruising around. People say, is that your F-150? I said, yep. And they go, man, nice. That's what you like to hear. That's the kind of compliment you like. 855-830-8648. Your predictions for the Packers contest this weekend. Derek on Twitter, Derek Clevenger, at Derek Clevenger, says 38-7 Carolina. 38-7 Carolina. He believes the Carolina Panthers are going to come into Lambeau Field and beat up on the Packers. RJ Logistics LLC says, I'm on board with that. Go Pack Go. Packer Rick in Manteno. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I don't think I am, but Manteno. He part of RJ Logistics LLC, says he's on board with the 35-24 prediction. This is from Andrew, who says 33-30, Crosby wins it for the Packers on a final drive, which would be nice, by the way. Speaking of Mason Crosby, he is going to be our guest this evening as we have the Lodge Kohler kickoff tonight. 5 to 6 is when we tape that thing, and Mason Crosby will be live in person with us. So come on by and say hi for that. This one is from Robert, who says, I think the Packers are going to struggle again. Even though it is a warm weather team coming to a cold weather climate, the Packers can't get a pass rush because teams are throwing quickly on them. And if they don't get a pass rush and they don't get a turnover, they cannot get off the field. Third down has been their bugaboo. I think the Packers take a loss again because they simply can't figure it out. Nobody to truly rush the Packer or rush the passer, and they simply can't tackle. Too many arm tackles, too many broken tackles. This team is not fundamentally sound anymore. What happened? That's a great point about the tackles. We've talked about that quite often when you talk about overall broken tackles and the ability to tackle. I don't want to say necessarily what's happened. I mean, obviously you have some injuries. You got a guy like Blake Martinez who is running around out there with one hand. He's your leading tackler, you know. I think quarterbacks, like I mentioned earlier, get rid of the ball quicker. I think offensively, you know, the offensive coordinators have schemed better. I think that the secondary has taken some chances. They're pressing right now to try to come up with that big turnover that could turn the tide of a ball game. So I think there's a lot of things at play here. But I'm not going to say that it's not fixable. I think sometimes tackling, and I as much as it is with special teams, kind of a will to do it, I think tackling is a will. You either want to tackle or you don't. I mean, you can clearly tell. There's times where guys just avoid tackles or at least avoid the direct hit. Or they don't want to deliver it. And to be a defensive player, you've got to want to deliver it. You've got to want to hit somebody. And I'm not talking just to hit them to disrupt them. I'm talking you've got to want to hit somebody and take them down and bring them down and make them go, man, I felt that before they get back up. So I think there's a little bit of an aversion to tackling. And it's a will. It just genuinely is. Tyler tweets us, at Bill_Michael, says, I'm in for anything if it's a W. Stopping McCaffrey is the focus. I'd like to see the offense show us that last week was just a blip. Use that home field advantage and kick some butt. Go, Pack, go. That is from Tyler. Tyler, appreciate it. By the way, T.Y. Kircher on Twitter hitting us up. Danielle writes in the Wendy's email inbox, says, I live right down the street from the Menominee Nation Arena. Might come over and say hi at lunch. Also looking forward to the game tonight. My husband is a big Herd fan. We have season tickets now, and we really enjoy it. Thanks to the Bucks for bringing them to town. I think the Packers get a win. 35, she says, 17. So 35 seems to be the number that a lot of people are sticking to, but 17. Danielle, appreciate it, and hope to see you over here at lunch. You and your husband come on by and say hi. And then David writes in the Wendy's email inbox, says, I don't have a lot of faith in the Packers defensively anymore. Their offense isn't even that good. Devontae Adams is trying to get himself the ball more and more by telling Aaron Rodgers what to do. Let me stop there. There was some discussion during the week and after the game. I didn't specifically see it. But I know that people had said, well, wait a minute, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers look as if they're drawing up plays in the huddle. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't specifically see it. But it wouldn't surprise me if Devontae says, hey, I'm back and I'm okay. I got this guy. I can do this. I can do that. And then they can say, hey, well, then you do this or that. Maybe that's the reason Matt LaFleur specifically said, look, we never got into our game plan. You know, it kind of went out the window. So maybe that's the reason that that now I think there would be a refocus, if you will, back to what it is that kind of got them to the 7-1 mark, because they were playing some pretty good offensive football before when they went into L.A. I mean, there was a lot of confidence flowing for this team, and it just hasn't culminated, or it didn't culminate out in L.A. for whatever reason. I mean, we go through the whole litany of things because everybody has their thoughts as to whether or not they were drinking, they got in too late, Matt LaFleur didn't have them prepared. I mean, whatever you want to kind of throw at them. But there was a reason this team offensively didn't get it going, and it wasn't because they didn't do anything specific when it came to, you know, preparation. The bottom line was they couldn't handle the pass rush. Aaron Rodgers didn't have time. You know, you go back, say, week one when they only put up 10. Then they put up 21 against the Vikings. Then 27 against the Broncos. They ended up losing against Philadelphia, but still scored 27 in a really kind of a poor performance. Then they go into Dallas, and they win by 10, 34-24. They did beat the Lions and barely beat the Lions with a 23 spot. But after that, remember, they destroyed a pretty good Oakland Raiders team 42-24 and then put up 31 in Kansas City. So for them to come out all of a sudden and offensively only be able to put up 11, I expect them to bounce back and bounce back in a big way. I really do. I'm saying go back to 30, 35 points. And that's what I'm predicting, 35-24. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We want to hear from you. Again, we're broadcasting live here at the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh, where the Wisconsin Herd tip off their season coming up tonight against the Windy City Bulls. Looking forward to that as well. Stop by and say hi. We are going to be also heading to Miami, where right now it's cold here, but it'll be warm there, and Super Bowl is going to get underway, and we're going to be covering it for you. Compliments a lot of great people. Our friends at San Giorgio, Gino and the whole staff down there, tremendous Napoletana pizzeria, authentic and certified, right here in the state of Wisconsin. Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne, right across the street from the Hyatt. Stop in and tell Gino we said hi. And when you go in there and get the Bill Michaels pizza, you got to pair it up with, and they usually pair it up with, Cider Boys from Point Brewing, right up there in Stevens Point. Go to pointbeer.com. That's pointbeer.com, and see for yourself. And then our friends over at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Now, Sean and the gang over there at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, let me give you a little lowdown for them. They also paint, okay? And this is how much I trust them, because I just the other day had them paint my house. And they did an amazing job. We got a room that is 50 by 28. I think it's 50 by 28, 50 by 25, something like that. And so we were kind of talking back and forth, and my wife and I said, man, it's going to be an all-day job and all the woodwork and this and that. They were in and out in one coat, which was fantastic. Went from a dark rust-colored to a, you know, everybody's doing that gray now, you know. They went from the dark rust color to the light gray, and they got the whole job done spotlessly and perfectly in 3 hours, and done cheaper than any quote that I had received. They are amazing, and I can't even emphasize that enough. So for all the information, whether it's a new floor you want for your garage or your basement or whatever, or if you want to get some painting done, call Sean, 262-443-2852. 262-443-2852. And when it comes to epoxy flooring and polyurea coatings, epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Epoxyflooringdoneright.com. They are great people. Tell them we sent you. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. That is coming up as we're going to continue to talk some Packers. We got to continue to talk some Packers. But also, we're going to talk some Badgers, because tomorrow could be some do or die at Camp Randall. We're going to talk about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, the Wendy's Big Show.
Talking with Brewers manager Craig Counsell here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You can't always rely on, like, what got you there and what's happened in the past. We found some different ways to use our pitching staff that, if you had asked me, you know, 15 years ago, I would have said we can't do that, or I would have no idea about it, really.
Your home to talk Wisconsin sports. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. A radio.com sports station.
Welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live at the Menominee Nation Arena. We are here in Oshkosh, and thanks everybody for coming out and saying hello and getting ready for the Wisconsin Herd game tonight, as the Windy City Bulls are in town, going to be taking on the Herd. And one of our proud sponsors wanted to let you know that, believe it or not, the holidays, they're around the corner. Cousin Subs reminding you. I'm not thrilled that the holidays are so close. But if you are out and about, and God knows we start shopping early now, you know that a lot of the places you walk into, they say, well, we've got Black Friday pricing today. Whatever happened to Black Friday? Black Friday's gone by the wayside. Now it's just go out and get it. Get it while you can. But everybody, look, it's compact, tasty, one size fits all. That is a Cousin Subs gift card. Make your life a little easier. You can give your friend or maybe your family a better gift this holiday season, one that they would like, and they can kind of fix it their way. Purchase a $25 gift card today at your favorite Cousin Subs location. By the way, if you do, you get a certificate for a free 7.5-inch sub yourself. Now, that's the gift that keeps on giving, my friends. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So the Badgers coming up this weekend. They've got Iowa coming to town, and they're coming into Camp Randall. And, you know, we saw the predict, or not the predictions, but the bowl rankings come out. Look, the Badgers aren't going to the Final Four. Let's start there. And there's kind of the, quote, season on the brink at this point in time when it comes to the Wisconsin Badgers. They've got to win out. If you're going to save any kind of face at all, you got to win out. And they are flying high right now. I mean real high when it comes to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Sitting at 5-0, they have had a tremendous season thus far. They're going to be tested, though. They got big ones coming up. But right now you got the Badgers at 3-2 on the season in the Big Ten. They are 6-2 over and all. Minnesota 8-0 over and all. Iowa is ahead of the – well, actually, they're tied with the Badgers right now, both at 3-2, both at 6-2 on the season. But this is a big game, real big game. Wisconsin looked – in the last time we saw this team on the field, they went toe-to-toe for a while with Ohio State until Ohio State just blew it open. Badgers turned the ball over. Ill-fated pass thrown by Jack Cohn. Then the defense suddenly – Their speed or lack of speed, if you want to call it that, was exposed. Just by watching that game, you get the sense that it's Ohio State and then everybody else in the Big Ten. At least that's the way it certainly seemed, because Wisconsin has not been dump truck like that all season long. So this is a really, really big game for the Wisconsin Badgers. I know you cover this team, Radio Joe, back in our studios, by the way, and I don't think you could emphasize how big this game. If you're going to have a legitimate shot at getting back to the top spot in the West, you obviously have to beat Minnesota. And we know Minnesota doesn't have an easy schedule because they've got Penn State this weekend at home, and then they go on the road to take on Iowa, and then they've got Northwestern and then Wisconsin for Paul Bunyan's axe. But that being said, if the Badgers are going to get to win the West, they're going to have to do this by winning out, correct?
Correct. If they lose to Iowa, it's over. Because yep. Then they're going to have Iowa essentially lose two of their final three games, and then the Badgers would have to win out. It's just, forget it. This game is crucial tomorrow at Camp Randall. Both of these teams are pretty evenly matched. I mean, they almost mirror each other, both offensively and defensively. It's pretty crazy. But, you know, I do expect the Badgers to win this game. I think playing at home has made a huge difference. It's led to their early success, I feel. But certainly Iowa's going to give them everything, especially in their defensive front. You know, the Badgers, what we've seen here over the last few games is these defenses have had pretty good fronts, and they've done a really good job containing Jonathan Taylor, and it's going to be more of that coming up. I think one of the biggest keys in this game will be the Badger offensive line. How will guys like their tackles, Cole Van Lannen and Logan Bruss, how will they handle A.J. Epenesa? Because he is a home wrecker. He is going to come after you. And, I mean, this is a guy that's certainly going to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL, you know, coming up in April. He's the guy to really pay attention to. But that offensive line needs to give Jack Cohn some protection. I want to see the Badgers throw the football a little bit more, maybe take a few more shots down the field. But it really starts there. And then again, with the offensive line trying to create some more gaps for Jonathan Taylor to run through, because again, these defenses have been able to keep Taylor in check, and it's kind of pushed him out of the Heisman race, which is really too bad.
Yeah, that performance at Ohio State, for him to really vault himself into the Heisman race and really be legit, he needed a big game against Ohio State. Didn't even come close. The offensive line got pushed around. The pass rush was all over Jack Cohen, and Jonathan Taylor never had really much daylight to run through at all. Now, we know great running backs usually create their own, but he was smothered almost at the point of the handoff. So just not a good performance. And now they've had a week to prepare for it. They've had a bye week. So there is really no reason, for at least my expectation, for this team to come out and look flat at all. I think this is one of those. This is where you find out what you're kind of made of, because you've suffered a couple of losses in a row, and now you've got to kind of put the train back on the track. And if you don't, then everything you built to this point will fall majorly disappointing. And the loss to Illinois is disappointing because everybody knows they got caught looking over the fence, and then they just fell to Ohio State, a better team. But if you don't bounce back now, then everything everybody was saying about you at the beginning of the season holds true. That maybe you were just an 8-9 win team. Maybe you're playing over your head at the beginning of the season. You really didn't belong there. That's why there's so much of a proving ground in this game against Iowa.
Well, and again, I think people forget about what the Badgers accomplished in the first six games, because I think it exceeded everyone's expectations. And I think that kind of Badger football team that we saw can certainly show up again against Iowa. I think this game will be much closer, but I still think this Badgers team, I think they are a good football team. I mean, I would be shocked if they just played like crap against Iowa at home. I think this team will be more focused going into this. They know there's a lot on the line here. And I honestly, Bill, I expect them to win out. I expect them to represent the Big Ten West in Indianapolis, because again, I'm not buying into Minnesota. And Minnesota's got Penn State here. Now they're going to be put to the test. And they also have Iowa and then the Badgers to round out their regular season schedule. So I think as of right now, the Badgers, it's their division to lose. And yeah, if they fall to Iowa here, it's over. It's also worth noting too, Bill, because I don't know if you saw this, but Chase Young at Ohio State is in some trouble with the NCAA.
Yep.
Because apparently he took a loan, and now there's a report saying that the guy that gave him the loan is actually an NFL agent.
And it doesn't surprise me.
Surprise me either.
It doesn't. It's disappointing more than anything, because this is still happening. But no, it doesn't surprise me. And you know, everybody always assumes that talent like Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, some of the bigger programs in the country, they all have somebody that's on the take, and that's one of the things that, you know, like I said, it doesn't surprise me. You kind of like to believe your program's clean, but when you're getting all of the you have to have pedigree, you have to have championships, you have to be a name, and then there's always a little something extra that sways certain players in certain directions, and that's unfortunate.
Well, if they're going to suspend Chase Young and the Badgers take care of their own business, and all of a sudden there's a rematch in Indy between Wisconsin and Ohio State, Wisconsin has a little bit more hope to actually win that game,
right,
if you take Chase Young out of that equation.
If it happens, no doubt. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're broadcasting live here at the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh, where tonight the Wisconsin Herds can open up their season against the Windy City Bulls. That tip time is at 7 o'clock, so make sure you come by and enjoy yourself. We are broadcasting live out of the Maple Pub here today, so if you're in the Oshkosh area, come on by and say hello. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Quick Trip, Packers opening drive contest. Go in and get the details, but you can purchase some Johnsonville brats, Quickery buns, or many other items, and use your Quick Rewards card, and you are then entered to win game tickets and $25 for every yard picked up on the Packers opening drive, plus bonus cash for a field goal or even a touchdown. See the store for details. No purchase necessary, and right now they have the cookies on special today. I saw that when I was in there this morning. Four of those good cookies for only $1, and that goes all the way through November 11th. So stop into your local Quick Trip and make sure you tell them we said hi. Going to talk some Herd basketball when we come back. After the top of the hour, we'll get back at it with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, and also Eric Brandcheck in the next hour of the Green Bay Press Gazette. But when we're talking Herd, we're going to talk to the head coach, Chase Buford, going to join us right here next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
When I think of letting go.
Welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live at the Menominee Nation Arena. We are here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with the Wisconsin Herd tip-off tonight. Their 2019-2020 season against the Windy City Bulls this evening. Dragan Bender will be in uniform here tonight as the Bucks have sent him to Oshkosh, and you've got some other NBA prodigies, or at least players that have been in the bigs and now are going to be here this evening as well. You're going to have like three or four of them, as a matter of fact, on the floor tonight. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Lodge Kohler Kickoff tonight. We're going to air that show at 6 o'clock, but we're going to tape it and film it and all that kind of good stuff coming up at 5. Mason Crosby, kicker for the Green Bay Packers, is going to be with us this evening. So hope to see you up in Green Bay in just a little while as a face in the crowd. Joining us now here and here on the at the table, so to speak, inside the Maple Pub, the head coach Chase Buford is here. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
So you excited? This is kind of like opening Christmas presents, isn't it?
I'm thrilled. You know, we've been going at each other for a couple weeks now in practice, and to play against a different opponent with a different color jersey, that type of stuff. And we're all really excited to get out there and compete.
So you came over and you weren't sure if it had been announced, but Dragan will be in uniform tonight. And you've got some others for Windy City that are going to be here tonight as well that have had some NBA experience.
Yeah, between Dragan, the four other guys on our roster that have NBA experience, and probably four or five for Windy City, there might be close to 10 guys tonight that are playing the league in the last
people
year.
May recognize a few names this evening.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Frank, obviously, College Player of the Year, Denzel Valentine up there as well, P.J. Dozier, a lot of high-level talent on display tonight.
So we were talking earlier when we had Dave Dean, your general manager, on. I was asking him about the philosophy, you know, because, you know, John Horst and Budenholzer, they kind of want things a certain way, and they want to see what you have, whether it's for pieces that can come up and be you know, maybe a role player or something like that. So does the let it fly mentality matriculate down here? Because you got to play it the same but a little bit different.
Oh, no doubt. We want to play as close to the Bucks style and system as we can, and we'll play five out and let it fly when it's there and try to drive it and get to the lane as much as we can. Those are obviously the best shots, and the Bucks are the best in the league at getting those shots to the rim, especially with Giannis. But when the threes are there, we'll take them. We got a lot of good shooters on our team, and we're ready to let it fly.
We were sitting here talking, and he said in the G League is a little different because you can't just tell guys to go shoot because then everybody wants to make a name for themselves, and you do got to kind of rein them in a little bit every now and then, don't you?
For sure. I mean, it's a younger group overall than an NBA team, a little less experience. Like you said, a lot of guys out there kind of trying to make a name, prove themselves in some ways. But how do we get them to play like that within a system is what we're trying to accomplish, especially within the Bucks system. And I think so far it's been pretty good. We'll see how it looks tonight.
So what I want to do now is, because there's a lot of people listening on the network that may listen to us out in La Crosse or Eau Claire or Madison or up in Menominee, Marinette, whatever, that have never been to a Herd game or they don't pay a lot of attention to it. So this is kind of an exposure thing for them. So kind of give us a rundown of your team. If I'm going to go out and buy jerseys, if I'm going to go out and say, hey, this is something that I want to follow, give me the rundown of your team coming into this season.
Well, in terms of personnel, we got a lot of young, really talented players. Like I said, we have four players that will be on our Herd roster throughout the year that played in the NBA last year that are all under 25 years old. So they're young, exciting prospects, trying right on the cusp of breaking into the NBA. So we've got some guys like that, guys like Luke May, who's national champion in North Carolina. Right. A lot of people recognize. But overall, we just got a lot of good, young, hungry players. They're excited. A lot of them, are, like I said, are close to making the league. And we got a competitive group that likes to come out and compete. And hopefully the fans will see that every night out here at Menominee Nation.
You were talking about the fan support, that this and Santa Cruz, the two buildings that everybody kind of wants to emulate. What has made this, other than maybe some, you know, Bucks fever in the state of Wisconsin, what has made this such a destination, not only for this area, but for those that are in the surrounding areas and around the state?
Well, I hope to get to know it better over the upcoming weeks and months, because I think some of it is still new to me. But I think the sports fandom in Wisconsin in general, people love their sports here. They're really passionate about it. I think that plays a big role in it. And just, you know, so many people I've gotten to meet and talk to in Oshkosh said just how excited they were that something like this would come to their community. Right. And how excited they were to back it. And they have done that in spades up to this point. And so we want to kind of build on their excitement and their enthusiasm, and hopefully we can get some wins rolling going this year.
Coming into this situation, you talked about, you know, being relatively new, but you, I mean, rumor has it is because philosophically you kind of are on the same page as Bud. So if they're going to start to emulate and mold guys down here to be there, you kind of got the, I'm the young Bud. I'm not going to say that.
I'm not going to step
you into those shoes, but, you know, it's kind of like you philosophically speaking, you got a lot of the same thoughts.
Well,
there is a philosophy to the basketball game, whether it's you're an inside or an outside guy or a pick and roll guy or a triangle guy. I mean, there's a lot of different things, and rather than just saying I'm a head coach.
For sure. You know, when I came into the NBA as a 23-year-old intern, it was in Coach Bud's video room. And so it's where I learned the NBA game, terminology, all that type of stuff. So, and the way I see the game and the language I speak is Bud's language to a degree. And getting to be – this is the third time now I've worked with him and his staff, and they're just so high level and attention to detail and their level of care. It's as good as I've seen around the NBA. And so getting a chance to work with those guys, learn from them, pick little pieces when you can, has been a great experience. And I hope some of Bud's philosophies in coaching can trickle down through me, but we'll just try to do the best we can to get our group here the best chance they can.
Do you get a chance to work with Bud? I mean, I know you guys in proximity are relatively close. Do you get a chance to either go down there, or do you get a chance to talk with him or visit with him?
Yeah, so when I got hired, I spent the first 3 months basically in Milwaukee helping with their practices and training camp, things like that. We were fortunate enough to do our training camp at the Bucks facility in Milwaukee, so I felt very close to that staff and their group thus far. Now that we're up kind of on our own, it'll probably change a little bit. But I hope, yeah, catch games here and there, check in with them as much as I can so we can continue to keep implementing Bucks style, Bucks culture on the court.
How much do you think, or will he, in your opinion, check in with you? Because he's got his own thing going on, but this is also that cultivation ground, so to speak.
Yeah, I hope every now and then we get a chance to talk and sit down. Josh Longstaff is kind of my conduit to the coaching staff. We're in pretty constant communication, and he's got Bud's ear, so directly or indirectly I talk to him probably every couple of days. But hopefully we catch up throughout the year. Hopefully he can get up to a game and come watch us play too. That'd be cool.
Man, I appreciate it. Best of luck tonight, man. Okay.
Thank you so much.
There you go. That's Chase Buford, the head coach of the Wisconsin Herd. They get underway this evening, 7 o'clock is a tip time here at the Menominee Nation Arena. When we come back, going to start talking some green and gold. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, going to join us next on the Bill Michael Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.